Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you all. I'm here today as Parish Safeguarding Officer. I think I know most of you, but if you don't know me, my name is Sarah Varnum, and I have been Parish Safeguarding Officer for too long now. But anyway, I continue to do the role and enjoy all those things that I do. You may have been aware that last Sunday was actually Safeguarding Sunday, but Andrew was away, so we decided that we would have St. Bartholomew's Safeguarding Sunday today. It's a day set aside to reflect on the importance of making our church a place where everyone feels safe, valued, and protected. As I've said lots of times, safeguarding isn't just about policies and background checks, although those things are important and it takes up quite a lot of my time. What it's really about is about people and about culture and about the heart of God for the vulnerable and the call for his church, this church, our church, to be a place of safety and love. In Psalm 82, we read, "Defend the weak and the fatherless. Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked." And of course, Jesus himself said, and I think we all remember this, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." So these words remind us that safeguarding isn't a modern invention. It isn't a current fad. It is a biblical command. From the beginning, God has called his people to look out for those who may be overlooked or at risk. And this Safeguarding Sunday, I want to think about the actions we can take as individuals, because actions speak louder than words. So what does safeguarding really mean? When we talk about it, we're talking about creating that culture, in our case, in this church, where everyone feels safe. Children, young people, and adults alike. We talk about being attentive to signs of harm or signs of distress. We talk about listening carefully and compassionately when someone shares something difficult with us. And we need to act responsibly when concerns arise. Safeguarding is everyone's responsibility. It isn't just for those like me or the rest of the safeguarding team or the leadership team. It's a shared commitment to live out Christ's love in a practical way. Church should be a sanctuary, but for some it isn't. And sadly, it has not always felt that way. This Sunday gives us a bit of space to acknowledge and to say sorry where the church has failed, and to commit ourselves afresh to being a community of safety, hope, and restoration. When we take safeguarding seriously, we say to every person who walks through those doors, "You are welcome. You are safe here. You are seen. And you are valued." You've been handed an action pledge card and a pen as you came in. And we're going to listen to a piece of music now. And whilst we're listening to that music, I wonder if you could pop something on that piece of paper that you're going to commit to help this church to be a safe environment where, I repeat, where people are safe, are seen, and are valued, and are happy to walk through this door and spend time here. And we're going to listen to Bridge Over Troubled Waters by Simon and Garfunkel, which is a beautiful tune. And actually, can you be thinking about how you could be a part of that bridge over troubled waters, others' troubled waters? How can you be the person that is helpful and kind and attentive and make a difference? This is a personal activity. I'm not going to collect them in at the end. This is for you. And I'd be really grateful if you could do it. If you don't want to, then just enjoy the piece of music. Trish, thank you. Managed to write something down. I hope you managed to give some thought as to how you can help this church to be the safest and most welcoming place that it can. How you will notice when somebody is struggling, and how you will take the time to listen, to care, and to act if it is needed. Please remember, a listening ear, a welcome smile, that's all it needs sometimes. It's the simple things. For a closing prayer. Loving God, we thank you that you are our refuge and strength. Help us to be a community where everyone is safe and valued. Give us wisdom to protect the vulnerable, courage to speak out when something is wrong, and compassion to care for one another. May our church reflect your love and justice in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for reminding us so clearly of God's heart for the vulnerable and his call for us to be a community where every person is safe, seen, and valued. And something in my response from my leadership training in safeguarding was that I want to put on a course, probably later on in the spring. I don't have dates for it yet, but particularly for people that have been traumatised in any way. It'll be probably a series of probably, I don't know, 4 hours or something like that over a period of weeks. So if that's something that might be helpful to you, I don't know all of your stories, but if that might be something that would be helpful, then please perhaps send me an email and we'll look at dates in, as I say, in the spring where we can perhaps do that together. Jay, together would be good. What we've heard isn't separate from our worship, it is worship. Safeguarding is not simply a duty, it's a reflection of the kingdom God came to bring. And today on Christ the King Sunday, we remember that Jesus' kingship is not marked by power or fear, but by self-giving love. He's the king who defends the weak, as we've heard, who welcomes the little ones, who notices the overlooked, and who lays down his life so that all may find healing and hope. So as we come to pray and to share communion together, we come to the table of that king, a table where every person has a place, where dignity is restored, and where grace is freely given. The bread and wine remind us that Christ's body was broken and his blood poured out so that we might be made whole. And we're called, in turn, to be a community shaped by that same love. So let's reflect on these things now, as we share a time of intercession. Let's pray together.